美国神韵国际艺术团在加拿大最大的城市多伦多的演出进入了第二天。当地商界主流观赏演出后，叹服于多元丰富的中华文化，也感到对未来充满希望。
It is the best show that I have seen in a long, long time.
大型地产公司主席格雷米勒说，看神韵让他了解到，在中国已经看不到这么美好的中华正统文化。
History of China with 5,000 years is quite astonishing, and I was really quite surprised to think that the beautiful dancing that I saw tonight isn't something that people in China experience. That was a real learning experience for me.
珠宝商戴米尼非常欣赏神韵用传统的手法呈现舞台艺术。
There's a lot of emotion that can be communicated in a very sophisticated way, as opposed to what we see today in modern culture. I think it's something that shows that you don't have to make a lot of noise and jump around to make your point.
加拿大大型琴行总裁罗伯特则惊异于神韵艺术团乐团的现场音乐。
Very intrigued by that, and I was with my daughter, and I kept reminding her that there are musicians playing there, but I definitely recognized all the Chinese instruments and how they contributed to it, and I thought it was ingenious the way it was balanced. Between the Western instruments and the Chinese instruments.
神韵致力于复兴中华正统文化，呈现的精神价值令这些商界精英们收获颇丰。
Had this combination of a subtle message which was meaningful, but surrounded by all the beauty and the sense, I think that that the history and the thing that has made China great will redeem it in the future too. So it was instructive and lovely and a wonderful thing to see.
Harmony, everything from the struggles. If I think of the lyrics on the soloists, there was always angst, but there was always a solution, maybe a divine solution, but there was always a solution and hope. There's always hope. So that's what I'm taking away from it.
美国神韵国际艺术团星期六和星期天在索尼中心还有三场演出。新唐人记者朱峰、史清，加拿大多伦多报道。
慈善机构主席凯斯去年观看了神韵在多伦多的演出，今年他又带了母亲和女儿共同欣赏全新的节目。他说，演出呈现的真善忍的理念是每个人都需要的。
慈善机构主席苏伊凯斯第二次观看神韵，他感到演出具有深远的意义。
Well, I see a rich artistic culture and a very deeply spiritual culture. And that's something that is really interesting, especially now when we keep talking about the year 2012, that the two kinds of thinking, the scientific and the spiritual, can come together. And you can really see that in the show.
他说，答案来自于那些拥有坚定信仰的人。
That people who are deeply spiritual and who are open to the different ways of looking at things tend to be much happier people because they're not so worried about having more than everybody else. They tend to think about them less themselves and more everyone else. And one of the things that came through in the show, which was really interesting, was when we had scenes where people were praying, what the feeling that I got back of it was that the prayers of the people actually affect the world. So that was really very interesting.It was great. It was uplifting.
凯斯说，演出传递的真善忍的理念是人们需要的，每个人都应该来看神韵。
Definitely come see it. Come see it. It's a wonderful experience on so many different levels. It's very hard to just talk about it in 1 minute.
新唐人记者思雨、史清，加拿大多伦多报道。
多伦多是加拿大华人聚集最多的城市，神韵在当地的演出自然也吸引了不少华人。有观众表示，在神韵的舞台上看到中华传统文化被复兴，感慨万千。
特别激动，就说第一次我就是觉得就看到这么传统，这么有表现能力的一种演出的话，我觉得我感到非常自豪，就这么觉得。然后我先生也是，然后觉得哇，就是很惊讶，非常非常惊喜。啊，我觉得反正是万分自豪，
能够在海外看到如此正统的中华文化演出，让大陆移民李女士喜出望外。
我觉得那个服装设计啊，各方面那个舞蹈啊、鞭策啊，我觉得特别好。对，我觉得那个色彩方面啊，还有那些就意义方面，它有很多故事，我觉得都编得特别好。
看到历史上的传奇人物生动地展现在舞台上，李女士感到亲切。
很有意思，我觉得很有那个幽默感，非常有幽默感。像那个济公啊，孙悟空啊，还有那个小和尚啊，那个穆桂英啊，我觉得非常非常淋漓尽致。对，我觉得非常非常以中国人感到自豪。
他特别喜欢晚会中表现法轮功受迫害的小舞剧。
在中国就绝对看不到那种节目了，因为我们都知道这是一种据说都不可以宣传的一种怎么说呢传统文化。但是我觉得这个在国外来说，我们可以这么尽力发挥这种文化道德的话，我觉得是非常难得一件事情，而且表现得非常好。对，我估计是不一定说每个老外都懂就说什么叫法轮功，但是我觉得通过这个演出以后呢，我觉得我认为会很多人去想去了解这个是什么样的一件事情。
李女士也邀请自己的客户去看神韵，希望他们能从中了解真正的中华文化。新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大多伦多报道。
第二次观看神韵的牙买加驻多伦多总领事瑞肯曼谈及观感仍然是滔滔不绝。他说，神韵让全世界了解中华神传文化非常重要。他感谢神韵架起桥梁，让其他民族认识真正的中国。
牙买加驻多伦多总领事瑞曼肯携家人第二次观看了索尼中心的神韵晚会。他慨叹，每次看演出都会加深对中华神传文化的理解。
It's important that the world is seeing this because it is not coming out of China anymore. It is the Chinese in the diaspora that are recreating, restoring, and resurrecting this aspect of their culture, which is so beautiful. And one of the things I observe is that there's a strong spiritual underpinning in all of this, and it means that China has a spiritual grounding.Which is very, very important because without that, as a people, you do not have the sort of strength to move on. This is not just culture, it is also conveying values.
瑞曼肯说，这些价值观给人莫大的启发。
The values of courage, the values of prowess, the values never to give up, the values to stand up for what you believe in, and no matter what the cause, and also to know it calls a lot upon the divine intervention. I like that because when we have run out, when we are totally without the personal strength, you know, to know that there is a divine intervention that is coming, I think that's a very important.
他表示，神韵传播的中华文化对世界做出了了不起的贡献。他感谢神韵每年全球巡回演出，架起了文化的桥梁。
Because the more peoples understand each other, the more they're able to relate to one another. And I believe that this is really building friendships. It is building alliances. It is building understanding.
新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大多伦多报道。
加拿大一所舞蹈学校的艺术总监芭芭拉·扎邦尼亚·弗雷斯特对神韵早有耳闻。他不仅在自己创立的舞蹈学校张贴了神韵海报，还把神韵演出的票作为礼物送给家人。1月15号，热爱舞蹈的弗雷斯特一家观赏了美国神韵国际艺术团在多伦多的最后一场演出，全家都非常喜欢。
Wow, so flawless.
It was very entertaining.
Yes, it was really, really good. I really enjoyed it.
跳了近30年舞蹈，芭芭拉深知完美无瑕的舞台表演背后是演员们巨大的付出。
Because we're into dance, I love the technique. I thought it was flawless. It was beautiful, so graceful. It had great patterns.
这位获奖舞蹈家说，神韵舞蹈给了自己很多新鲜感受。
I really enjoy each story was different, each show. And I think my favorite one was The Monks. There was a bit of humor in it, comedy, and we really liked that. And there were like children acting out like children. We loved that. I really enjoyed, you know, and I was looking at how they did it, and then maybe I can steal some ideas, some of the flips.
他说自己从中得到了灵感，已经在考虑如何借鉴神韵的舞蹈。
I think the silk dance with the sleeves, I really like that. I thought that was very pretty. All the patterns and how they used the long sleeves, I really like the way they did it. And I would love to choreograph something with the sleeves, like for my ballet group.
新唐记者史青，加拿大多伦多报道。
在加拿大最大的城市多伦多，神韵晚会的到来不仅受到西方主流观众的热捧，正统的中华文化更是让长期旅居海外的华侨内心温暖又感动。请看本台驻当地记者的报道。
受朋友邀请，王女士第一次观看了神韵晚会。作为侨界领袖，她难掩心中的自豪和感谢。
神韵啊，就是表现了中华民族各族的这个文化跟艺术，嗯，所以呢，今天的那个背景啊，跟他们的衣着，跟他们那个舞蹈，真是第一次看到，我说很感谢这个声音，让我们的海外华侨能够知道我们5000年来的这个传统文化。
他说，从演出中得到的收获超乎想象。这收获除了艺术上的享受，更多的是节目启发人的善念。
人跟人之间互相要有爱，有善，只要我们能够心安理得，能够，做善事，那你就会做的，你的生活就会非常的好。
王女士说，神韵体现了华人敬天信神的传统，让人由衷的快乐。
词，因为有些歌词就是神嘛，他讲也有时候串事吧，就好像一个神来跟你在一起，那你就会产生那个快乐那样子的那个表现出来。
王女士表示，像这样的演出一次都不想错过，
每一年或是有出来的话都应该要去看，我也是会下一次我还会来看，因为太好了，我来就是好像享受。
新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大多伦多报道。他的介绍。
神韵的魅力像磁铁一般吸引着来自社会各界的精英。两位加拿大的省市议员在欣赏完美国神韵国际艺术团在多伦多的演出后，表达了自己由衷的喜爱。请看本台记者黄安琪的报道。
Absolutely, I wouldn't miss this. As I said, I come every year that I get a chance, and I hope to sit there and just enjoy it and soak it in. And the artistry that is here is second to none. The dancers are superb. The music and the choreography and the way it's displayed, I think that a lot of ballet companies around the world could learn some great lessons watching this.
对中国颇有了解的安省省议员迈克尔·普鲁感叹，神韵荟萃了中国各地区的文化。
It's trying to draw in all the various regions of China and all the beautiful art and artistry of those places and the history and all brought together in one show is amazing.
迈克尔认为贯穿神韵晚会的普世价值令人鼓舞。
That take their mythology. It's always how the gods intervene, the gods help, the gods sometimes play with people, but in the end, good always triumphs over evil. And so that's what people like to see and people hope for in their real lives as well.
第一次来观赏神韵的万景市区议员吉姆·琼斯对神韵晚会展现的艺术性和创意性啧啧称奇。
I like the use of color. I'm impressed with that that big screen at the back and how you know it comes running down there and they animate and jump out onto the stage. It's amazing. I just like the way the Chinese they dress, the use of silks and their color schemes and all their creativity. It's magnificent.
作为华人人口占四成的万景市区议员，吉姆已经等不及邀请神韵去自己的城市表演了。新唐人记者黄安琪，加拿大多伦多报道。
看过神韵的观众都称道演出的艺术性，说这是美的享受。但对于更多的观众来说，他们从神韵中看到的还有更深层的内容。让我们去加拿大多伦多听一听一位作家观众的反馈。
Definitely a top show.
对于来自伊朗的作家内马特来说，神韵绝对是一场美的艺术盛宴。
Visually, it is stunning. It's exquisite. It's breathtaking.
但仅仅是美，根本不足以吸引这位畅销书的作家来观看神韵。
But just empty beauty does not deliver. This has a message. It's not only entertainment. It's not only beauty. And I think that is what we should be looking for. Because if you look at TV, 99%, they show that the mainstream channels they're showing.A lot of it doesn't have any foundation. It doesn't have a heart. There is definitely a heart here.
内马特认为，神韵的思想内涵体现了人类的共同追求。正是这一点吸引了众多不同族裔、不同文化背景的观众前来观赏。
You know, the kind of meaning that can actually connect people together. You know, that, you know, whether you're Chinese or American or Middle Eastern or Canadian, it doesn't matter. That we all want to live in peace. We all want to live in happiness. And there are obstacles around along the way. And how do you overcome that? You know, I believe that you cannot defeat evil with evil. Two wrongs don't make a right.So the only way to defeat evil is to stand up with goodness. And I think this was the heart of the story, and that is what I truly appreciate.
内马特说，作为作家，他最称道的就是神韵把艺术的形式和内在完美结合在了一起。
It's definitely spectacular, but it's not just that. It is a beautiful message of non-violence. That thread was actually created by the words to the songs that basically invited everybody to...embark on the path of enlightenment. Anything else on the planet, we all share that. We are looking for enlightenment and we are looking for happiness.
新唐人记者邱明，加拿大多伦多报道。
连续第三天在加拿大多伦多索尼演艺中心上演的神韵晚会，星期六下午和晚上的两场演出又是满场，零下十几度的气温丝毫没有冷却当地观众欣赏神韵的热情，观众称赞神韵是顶级演出。
It's a great show, phenomenal show.
This would be the best show, no question about that.
Absolutely, it's one of the top things I've seen.
I love going to Broadway every year, I love going to London to see shows, and this ranks right up there with the top shows I've ever seen.
也许专业人士观赏神韵后的感受，从一个侧面体现了这场顶级艺术盛宴的含义。
Costumes are so bright, so visually stimulating. Amazing little details. The fabrics are so flowy and it's just all so energetic. It's right in front of your eyes.
They're bright, they're beautiful, they match the background. I want an outfit like that too.
I'm just loving the instrumentation of the orchestra, especially those sounds that I cannot figure out which instruments they're for. It's really unique and intriguing, and the layers.Of the sound are phenomenal.
We just loved the tricks and everything, and the beauty of the ladies and the powerful moves of the gentlemen.
I love it. I'm a dancer myself, so it's amazing. It's great to see 20 dancers on stage doing exactly the same thing. The use of different materials like the sleeves or the hand fans, it's absolutely beautiful.
Silk sleeve maidens was just really, really beautiful. Like it flowed so beautifully.It was like water. It was just, yeah, I'm at a loss for words.
It was a multi-layered production is what it was. They incorporated the video technology with the live action, with the lighting, with the effects. It all worked out perfectly. It was seamless.
周末的剧场内多了许多华人的身影，不论来自哪里，他们都是一样的感动和自豪。
我觉得呢好好睇咯，特别啲衫呢好多颜色，好精彩。佢啊跳舞嗰时呢跳得。好温柔，唔係好硬咁咯。
Actually, in China, I did see a show, but it didn't have such depth in the story. It was more like acrobatics, so I feel like this one was great.
叫人向善啊，像这种 touch deep inside of you.、Yeah.
It puts a smile on your face.
观众感谢神韵艺术团传播正统中华文化的努力。
Truly inspiring. You know, you could feel that energy that they've put into this. Could actually feel it's touching.And I'm grateful.
Congratulations to the company and to everyone involved in this production.
新唐人记者邱明，加拿大多伦多报道。
神韵天下第一秀的美名越传越广，不仅演出过的城市人们口耳相传，在神韵暂时还没能去演出的地方，尤其是在中国，越来越多的人们也在想方设法让朋友替他们达成一睹神韵风采的心愿。下面来听一听加拿大多伦多一位神韵观众的感想。
地产商曹先生是受香港朋友的嘱托才第一次来看神韵的，看完后他说一定要回去推广神韵。
演出是特别很精彩的，他们一定有趁先来现场才能够看得到那么精彩的表演，不同的舞台的表演，还有背景，还有那些很生动的一种动画式的那种那个背景的一个配搭，还有那些像交响乐团的那种乐器来配合那个舞蹈员演出的时候，我觉得非常的好。
他还举例说，神韵舞蹈的技巧之高也是他不曾见过的，
有很大的困难度的，他们两只手一起把那个手卷一起卷卷卷卷，我觉得这个不简单，所以我觉得这个表演是特别要看。
作为华裔，最让他感到亲切的是演出中展现的正统中华文化，
比如说西游记啦，澎湖开初开的时候的开元的那个典礼啦，有皇帝啦，还有其他台湾的三地舞啦，还有那些丰收节啦，还有一些杨门女将的穆桂英呢那种不同的小故事嫁进里头，我觉得是蛮多姿多彩的一个表演。
而整台演出的主题也是当今世界尤其需要的。
有关这个政策的对立，还有政策的斗争，最后还是从不同的环节里头都看得出，结果都是邪不能胜正。这个是一个好的一个讯息，还是正面的讯息给所有的人知道，让他们能够走近路，不要走坏路。
曹先生说，朋友特地让他购买了神韵合唱团的 DVD 寄回香港，并希望能早日亲身去观看神韵演出。新唐人记者邱明，加拿大多伦多报道。
在加拿大备受追捧的神韵演出吸引了许多专业人士前来观看，其中就包括加国大型主流电视台的制片人摩根·鲁伯克。他认为神韵的顶级制作所展现的正统中华文化将对西方产生影响。
这是摩根·鲁伯克第二次观看神韵，他说自己的感受和第一次一样强烈。
The evening they mixed a lot of the poignant moments with the happy, fun comedy moments too, and it made you laugh, it made you cry, it really ran the gamut. So it was a perfect, well-rounded evening.
作为加国大型主流电视台的制片人，摩根拥有敏锐的视角和前瞻的姿态，他认为神韵能帮助西方社会汲取中国文化中的智慧。
You know, we in the Western world, we sort of see China through a very, very narrow scope. But now when you see something like this, you realize that how diverse China is, such rich history, and the artistry that comes to life in an event like this, in a production like this, it really is first-rate and really something to remember.The Western world's always been intrigued by Chinese culture, by the country itself, by the people, and we'll always borrow for the next century, for centuries to come, we'll always borrow the wisdom and the artistry from China, and that will continue for on and on, and we are lucky to have such amazing people in the world.
热爱艺术的摩根在世界各地看过很多演出，他认为神韵是所有演出中最好的。
The dancing was absolutely fantastic. Airtight choreography. I've never seen such crisp, clean, choreographic moves. Absolutely fantastic. And the storytelling was so rich and vivid. They really did make you feel like you're going back in time.
对还没有看过神韵的人，摩根会这样介绍晚会。
Trust me on this one. You really want to see this show. I can't really explain how amazing, how beautiful, how poignant it is.But you just have to trust me. Go see Shen Yun, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
新唐人记者黄安琪，加拿大多伦多报道。美国神韵国际艺术团在加拿大多伦多的演出，吸引了诸多当地驻加拿大外交使节。南非驻多伦多总领事感叹：“神韵之美，无法用语言来形容。”
Oh, the show was fantastic. I don't even have words to describe it. 看完神韵，舞台上的一幕幕还留在南非驻多伦多总领事穆库纳的脑海中。
And I saw a lot of color, and that really illuminates your mind, your brain. It relaxes you. It kind of gives you a flowery feel and you euphoric feeling. I really love the costumes. I loved the might in the dancing. I loved the grace of the girls. They dance and walk with grace.
穆库纳说，神韵晚会中的每一个节目都令他心花怒放，特别是舞蹈《飞雪迎春》。
What I love most about that is how the ladies were twisting the cloth, the apparatus they had in their fingers. How they did that, I don't understand.
作为古典音乐爱好者，穆库纳发现神韵的音乐非常的独特，真想把神韵的音乐买回家听。
The music was very serene, very calming, but at the same time very stimulating.
神韵歌曲的深厚内涵也给他一启迪。
People talk more about the difficulties and problems they have, and they also give you optimism. They ask you not to focus on the current problems, but to look at what the future holds for you.
穆库纳说，期待明年再来看演出，而且会把神韵的信息登在他的脸书上，邀请他所有的朋友都来看。新唐记者严清溪，加拿大多伦多报道。
珍妮特是多伦多预防犯罪协会的执行总监，他观看了美国神韵国际艺术团在多伦多的演出之后感叹，神韵带来光明，让人们反思历史，找回自己的文化。
预防犯罪协会的执行总监珍妮特第一次看神韵，就体会到这个艺术盛宴背后的力量。
I thought it was amazing. I thought that the choreography is so gentle and moving, and even the aggressive parts were done in such a way of showing that these people were driven by a force perhaps outside of themselves.And that there are forces outside of ourselves that can bring us back together through culture, through dance, through music.
他说，这种力量正在带来文化的复兴。
Where you're revisiting what the past is in order to discover your future. And I think that every culture, Canadian, US, China, Russia, everyone can benefit from revisiting their past because that's where the seeds of our souls come from.To many cultures, including a lot of Canadian culture, that you need to revive your connection to other people, your connection to the divine, your connection to neighbors, your connection to spirit. All of it is what you show in the beauty of the fabrics and the colors and the dance and just the movement of the young. And that, I think the young that you show is the rebirth of something.
珍妮特也认为，在舞台上呈现当今中国发生的事情很有必要，而神韵让人们看到了真相，把被掩盖的事实展现出来，而只有知道真相，中国人才能找回自己的文化。新唐人记者史清，加拿大多伦多报道。
1月15号，美国神韵国际艺术团在多伦多的五场演出圆满落幕，最后一场演出爆满。多元文化之都的中西方观众再一次领略了世界第一秀的风采。
六年以来，神韵世界第一秀的盛名在加拿大最大的城市多伦多已经传开。这次神韵第九次莅临，令见多识广的政商界、艺术界等各界主流大开眼界。
I'm learning a lot, and I strongly recommend it.
Here I am a student, just watching and learning and seeing that universal message being passed through music and dance. I think that's critical.
It allows everybody to see the importance of having an exchange of ideas and an exchange of visuals and culture instead of having someone on the top telling you what to do.
神韵舞台制作涵盖天幕、服装、音乐等所有元素的集合，让观众屏气凝神，充分享受顶级的艺术。
The coordination, they're right on the spot, very coordinated, so I really appreciate that. It's really
the whole thing was memorable. Every dance piece was unique in its own way and told the story, and we really enjoyed it.
I know the work that goes into that, just the technique.Was just flawless, not one mistake, not one person out of line. It was just unbelievable.
You can feel the emotions from the crowd, they're enjoying the storytelling, and you can see them really forward in their chairs, and they're right into it.
多伦多是加拿大华人最多的城市，弘扬中华文化的神韵演出让华人观众感觉亲切又自豪。
声音是最好的，看到这种中国的那些东西，我觉得还蛮感动的，因为就是感觉很 proud 我是中国人嘛。
比如说中国古典的杨门女将啊，这些就是很深啊，还有济公啊，比我们儿子就能都是记忆犹新的嘛。
很久没有见到了，所以就是所有的中国的philosophy 啊，这些全部都集中在一起，然后放在舞蹈里面表达出来，非常的amazing。
受访的观众们都说，看神韵收获太丰富。
To always want to go home, back home, and to never forget the reason that you come here and the origins of the world, and so that was it makes you think.
圆满结束了在多伦多四天五场的演出后，美国神韵国技术团将于下星期前往加东巡回演出的第六站密西沙加连演五场。新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大多伦多报道。
大家好，欢迎大家来到今日点击节目，我是石涛。就在一月份的时候呢，其实美国神韵艺术团呢，在北美的东西两岸的大的著名城市正在进行演出。因为神韵一共有三个同等的艺术团体，那就在我们做节目的时候，在加拿大的多伦多最大的城市，美国的纽约，美国的洛杉矶，三个团同时在表演着。其中我看到了美国东部，也就是在纽约的福克斯的电视台采访美国神韵艺术团的整个的当时在纽约的演出的情况。其中这个主播最后节目结束的时候说了这么一句话，在我看来，神韵的演出就是神的舞姿，所以这真实的，你来看神韵的话，你就会看到神的舞姿。我觉得非常触动，因为整个神韵艺术团在演出过去的六年多当中呢，很少有公共媒体呢有机会能够采访。那我们现在呢看到了越来越多的公共媒体呢注意到这个现象。那我不知道很多没有看过还没有看过神韵演出的朋友，你面对现今的状况，面对过去六年里你失去的机会，或者你以为你自己什么都知道的那种观念影响着你还没有看过神韵的话，我觉得不妨就把您那个架子，您那个自以为是的样子放一放。您觉得脸面上可能哪儿过不去的话，您悄不声的自个儿偷偷看，我觉得起码也是个方法，起码对您自个儿也是个尊重。那恰巧相应的报道比较多，其中我看到了一篇报道是中国人的，那中国人被采访当中看过神韵之后，他的感触呢有他中国人自己的一种特点，因为真正中国的文化，人们受过很好的中国文化的熏陶之后，人们在这样的艺术的表演当中，他能够体会到其中真实的内涵。那咱看看他怎么说的。文章题目是这么讲的，神韵多伦多首场，越来越多的华人来观看。文章讲说，华人资深的调音师说，神韵让我找到了一生所追寻的人生意义。有30多年钢琴调音经验的张安荣是亚洲第二大琴行香港通力琴行的调音师，在观看神韵演出之后，他和太太久久不愿离去，在剧场内流连忘返。文章讲说，当接受采访时，张安荣先生神情凝重，眼睛里闪着泪花，他对记者说，我觉得我是有缘分才能看到神韵的，并不是每个人有这样的缘分，也不是每个人能够真正看懂背后的内涵，所以我很珍惜。张安荣先生接着表示说，自己是个很有信仰追求的人，但是在整个过程中一直都不是很满意，直到今天 神韵让我找到了一生中所追寻的人生意义。您说了，我什么都知道。你这一句话等于把这位张先生几十年的生命的历程给玷污了，几十年的生命的过程给否定了。大家想想公平吗？大家想想对你自己公平呢？文章还讲说，张先生感到最激动的就是整场晚会，他感受到神很伟大，因为在整个舞蹈节目当中，我看到了一些舞蹈的动作，包括音乐，以至于一些艺术元素不是人能表现出来的，背后一定有神的启示和帮助，这是用人的智慧绝对完成不了的巨作。张安荣接着表示说，这台晚会在传递着一个很重要的信息，那就是这个世界上有一个伟大的神，他就是来拯救人类的，就是因为人类的一系列的罪行正在让这个世界走向着毁灭和灾难，包括他们的前世或者前几世所积累下来的罪行，我相信有轮回转世。我还是提到，我们看到一个报道当中，今天在国内当官的当中，其实不只是当官的，又快过年了，过年大年初一，您去不去烧香啊？您上不上庙里啊？您去不去道观呢？北京的人，你上不上白云观摸猴去啊？所有这些人，你这种潜在的动作，你以为就是生活当中的一部分，其实在你的心里有那向善的种子，有那向善的渴望，有那一种默默的实际已经承认神佛就在另外一个空间，他在庇护着你，你希望得到他的关照，而这一切你的烧香也好，你的上供也好，都是希望神能够对你关爱，也就是讲你内心中承认他的存在。张先生接受采访时还讲说，神韵舞蹈的内容、歌词、舞蹈都很纯净圣洁，令人感动，令人非常的感动，很强烈的那种感染力。的确，人本身有很多的缺点和自私的一面，人的道德标准越来越差了，而演出确实能够起到净化人的心的作用，这种感染力非常强，晚会让你向往着善良和纯真。2012，我们在很多节目当中提到，我在周末视频当中也提到，玛雅文化提到的第五太阳纪的结束，之前的20年就是人类被净化的过程，人类被更高的力量从内心中更加的纯正净化，淘汰那些不好的东西。当然咱说凑巧的事儿，法轮功是1992年传出来的，而1992年到2012年就是玛雅文化当中提到的第五太阳纪的最后的20年，人类心灵被净化的20年。如果一个普通的人真能遵照真善忍三个字去约束自己的言行的话，去约束自己行为的话，您说那算不算一种净化呢？而反对他的人终将可能被另外的力量给淘汰的话，您说那算不算被净化呢？我觉得道理太清楚了。张安荣恰好在最后接受采访时这么来表述的，神韵的影响力会越来越大，目前人类的社会处于末节时期，但有了神韵，人类就有希望。找个机会还是看看神韵。